Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at Butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Colorado River Desperados. In 1875, the city of Yuma, Arizona was an important port in the thriving Colorado River traffic. Churning sidewheelers and sternwheelers paddled the length of the river as far as it was navigable. Queen of the riverboats was a sternwheeler, the Mojave. With her shiny trim and flashy paint, she was a source of pride to her owner, as well as a source of envy to the two men now discussing.
Avast there, Hutch.
What is it, Shanghai? What's the matter?
I've sailed the seven seas from the striped tents of the Arabs outside of Fort Said to the mud huts of the natives to the Fiji Islands. And bless my eyes if I've laid them on a trimmer craft.
That's the Mojave, the riverboat you'll soon be master of, Shanghai.
Alongside of her, your boat, the Cibola, looks like an old tub.
The looks of the Mojave ain't the only thing good about her, Shanghai. She's 6 knots faster than anything else on the river.
Well, 'tis clear to me now, me bucko. Why, you've got your steam up after her.
You know what to tell the old sea witch who owns this boat, don't you?
I know. You really think she'll swallow the bait of lies we've made up?
I wouldn't be going to all this trouble if I didn't.
Abraham!
Come on.
Abraham!
Is that the old gal we're going to see?
Yeah, that's Dodie Winterbergen.
Look the way she's after those deckhands. She's as busy as a devil in a gale of wind.
Ahoy, Dodie! Oh, now don't be getting an itchy trigger finger, Dodie. I don't want to gab with you. This here hombre does.
Well, if he's a friend of yours, I'm more than sure I don't want to gab with him.
Begging your pardon, ma'am. 'Tis more a friend I am of you than to this gent here.
Well, who are you? What do you want?
Well, my name is Shanghai Gorman. I have a paper of agreement with your late lamented husband.
Oh, you knew Captain Winterbergen, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then come aboard, Buckle. Oh, not you, Hutch Wilkins, not you. Think I want vultures to fly in the wake of the Mojave because the stench of the scum of the seas has been aboard?
Ain't no call for you to talk to me that way, Dodie.
After the way you try to swindle me out of my ship? It's only the sake of decency that keeps me from shooting you where you stand.
Here now. You wouldn't kill a man just because he was kind enough to show me where your ship was tied.
Well, it's only a matter of speaking.
Don't ever get the idea I'm afeard of your threats, Dodie. Someday I'll remind you of them when you're 5 seconds from being dead.
Uncle Jose not hardly can believe it, Cisco.
Well, why is it so hard to believe, Uncle Jose?
Where the wheels?
What?
Correction, Cisco. Not what the wheels, where the wheels.
Well, let us start all over again. Now, first you said... First I said...
No, correction, Cisco. If you so much please. First I say, then you say. So it's right for I to say that you should say first I say, then you say.
Oh, I give up.
Huh? Why do you give up?
Never mind, Uncle Jose, never mind. Now let us forget all about it. We will talk about something else.
That's all right with Uncle Jose, Cisco, but tell me, where are the wheels?
All right.
All right.
Now do not interrupt.
All right.
Only answer my question.
All right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Originally, we were talking about whom, Uncle Jose?
All right.
Uncle Jose.
All right, all right. Uncle Jose mean original we talk about Pancho.
Si. We were talking about Pancho, and I said...
No, I say...
Uncle Jose, we agree...
Oaxaca, Guadalajara, Mazatlán, Chilpancingo, Guanajuato...
What is that all about? Why do you repeat the names of towns in Mexico?
Ooh, whenever Uncle Jose get mad, he say the names of towns in Mexico. And this time I get mad at me, because I make the interruptions at you, Cisco. Go ahead, Cisco.
I think I said something about it being too bad. Pancho is sick with the chicken pox back in Hermosillo.
King.
And that he would enjoy seeing the steamboat.
And I ask you what it is, a steamboat. How it works.
And I told you it works like a railroad engine.
Uncle Jose not hardly can believe it, Cisco.
Well, why is it so hard to believe?
Where are the wheels?
Oh, no, 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 not that again. That is the way this whole conversation started.
No, now, you listen, if you so much please, Cisco. A railroad train got the wheels, no? Well, how a steamboat can ride with wheels on the water?
It does not ride on wheels on the water, Uncle Jose. It floats, and the steam engine on the boat, the same as the steam engine on the train, supplies the power to turn the paddle wheels.
Aha! Aha! You just say it. The engine of the boat and of the train... Turn the wheels.
I will not try to explain any further. You will see for yourself what a steamboat is like. This is the town of Yuma, just ahead.
Oh, Uncle Jose, hope there's a letter from Pancho waiting for us.
Yeah, there should be. I wrote Pancho we were going to visit Senora Dodie Winterbergen.
And he knows she here in Yuma?
Si. Pancho and I knew her husband, Capitan Winterbergen, before he died at sea.
How it happened you and Pancho amigos were the sea captain?
We met them both while they were traveling by stagecoach from San Antonio. Jose, look out! Look, I was going to step on their hombre!
Oh, what in thunder?
Oh, senor. Uncle Jose, sorry to knock you down. Uncle Jose, not see you.
I'll teach you not to run into Hutch Wilkins. Hey. You wall-eyed ran out of you. Come down off of that tire.
What do you do to Uncle Jose?
Wallops. Open your eyes, you...
Oh, you... You
coyote, you... Who asked you to take a hand?
Try that treatment on someone your own size, Maverick.
You're my size, you long-nosed jaywalker. I'll try it on you.
I was hoping you would, so I can pay you in full for hitting an hombre so much smaller than you are.
Let me through. Make way for the law. Hey, what's going on here? What's all this ruckus about?
He the sheriff. Now we really got troubles.
I'm not the sheriff, hombre. I'm Marshal Walt Martin. I don't allow no roughhousing here in Yuma.
Mi compañero and I did not start the fight, Marshal Martin.
Won't do you mighty good to try and crawfish out of it. You two saddle tramps are guilty of disturbing the peace.
Oh, correction, Senor Marshal. Uncle Jose not disturb the peace. Uncle Jose not look where loco walking. And Cisco say...
Cisco? The Cisco Kid?
Si, Senor Marshal. I am called the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid, huh? Well, what about it, Hutch? Did the Cisco Kid pick the fight with you or not?
Well, I reckon the old goat's truthin', Marshal. But I don't fancy being pounded around, even if it was a mistake, Cisco. I'll pay you back, depend on it.
This is our last ounce of steam. This boiler will be steaming. And the last time these paddle wheels will be a paddling for me.
Hola, Senora Dodie.
Buenos dias, Senora.
Cisco, why, you leather-headed saddle-pounding galoot, come aboard the Mojave.
Si, Senora Dodie.
And tell that hombre with you to come aboard, too. Hey, you... Hey, you standing there with your mouth open. Weigh anchor and heave yourself aboard.
Well, see, Senora. Well, what'd she
say, Cisco?
You are doing what the senora asked, Jose. She invited you aboard the boat. Now, what were you crying about when we first saw you, Senora Doherty?
Well, my boat, Mojave. She's no longer mine, Cisco.
Yeah?
Did you ever think Captain Witterbergen, oh, rest his dredgy soul, would set a course to bring me so much miseries?
If you so much please, Senora, do not cry. It make Uncle Jose very, very sad.
Hey, who's this, Cisco? And what's he crying about?
This is Pancho's Uncle Jose, Senora Doherty.
Huh?
Uncle Jose, this is your Senora Doherty Winterbergen, capitan of this riverboat we are on.
Oh, not no more, I ain't. Why, that thieving pirate of a husband of mine, he robbed me of it. That's what he did.
How could Captain Winterbergen do that? He has been dead for some time.
Well, just see for yourself.
Yeah? What is it?
Oh, let Uncle Jose see, Cisco. After all, I am the one who can read and write.
I know, Uncle Jose. This is not Armaceo. Let me see. Who is Shanghai Gorman?
Oh, it's the swab that now owns the Mojave. And that blasted marshal, Walt Martin, he just served me with these here papers. I gotta get off my boat by nightfall.
Are you sure this is, say, your captain's signature?
I am. Compared it with other papers he'd signed, because, well, I thought it peculiar Shanghai was brought to me by Hutch Wilkins.
Ooh! Hutch Wilkins?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That the coyote what you have the fight with, Cisco?
Say, I take it this Hutch Wilkins is not a friend of yours.
A friend of mine? Like to see him at the bottom of Davy Jones's locker, I would. Hutch owns the riverboat in Cibola. Only 2 weeks ago, he tried to swindle me out of Mojave.
Shanghai Gorman and Hutch Wilkins. Senora, I think perhaps they are trying to swindle you again. And if I can succeed with the plan I have in mind, those two mavericks will swindle themselves behind the bars of a jail.
You reckon Doty Winterbergen's gonna come aboard the Cibola, Shanghai?
No, Hutch. She's so busy crying about losing the Mojave, she's got eyes for nothing else. By the big handle of the Little Dipper. That's one thing an old square rigger has over these pot-bellied steamboats. You never had to worry about steam pressure.
Well, it ain't no worry, Shanghai. As long as steam escapes through that safety valve, there's no fear of the boiler blowing up.
Why'd your friend the marshal want us to meet here anyhow?
Well, I don't savvy no more than you do. But we'll soon find out. Here comes Walt Martin now.
I see you got my message.
We got it. What's the matter, Walt?
You served the old gal with them papers of possession, didn't you?
I served them, Shanghai. But that ain't our immediate problem.
Well, what is?
The hombre you tangled with. The Cisco Kid.
I'll settle with that horse-riding land crab in my own way and in my own time.
No, you won't, Hutch. There's too much at stake for all of us. We'll settle with the Cisco Kid in my way. He's already baited the trap for himself, and it's high time he should die. According to my plan, he will. Tonight!
And since Cisco does not know the marshal is plotting with the two desperados, his death may be imminent. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is. Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it. Fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, see, be sure of the finest wheat bread, butternut wheat bread, in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Colorado River Desperados. Hutch Wilkins, Shanghai Gorman, and Marshal Walt Martin of Yuma, Arizona, are trying to swindle Dodie Winterbergen out of her riverboat, the Mojave. Cisco and Pancho's uncle, Jose, attempt to help Dodie. They are not aware that the Marshal is secretly plotting with the two desperados. Aboard Hutch's boat, the Cibola, the plotters now lay plans which will cause Cisco's death.
You sound like you know what Cisco's plans are, Walt.
I ought to. The blame fool come to me and told me.
What?
That's right, Shanghai. Cisco, Dodie, and that Uncle Jose hombre come to my office.
What for? You served Dodie that eviction notice, didn't you?
I already told you I did, Hutch. But Cisco has an idea the original Shanghai gave to Dodie might be a forgery.
Why, he can't prove it. They can compare Cap Winterbergen's signature. It's exactly the same as this letter of introduction he gave me. Here, look for yourself.
Never mind. Keep that letter in your pocket where Cisco won't find it.
What's that raw hider the Cisco kid want, Walt?
A chance to come aboard the Cibola and search her.
Well, if he ever gets that chance, he'll find out why we want the Mojave.
You don't think I aim to let him live and tell anybody we got away a spirit and prisoners out of the Yuma Territorial Penitentiary, do you?
Well, you said he baited a trap for himself. I figured you mean to let him come aboard the Cibola. Well, what if he escapes before I gun him down? He's mighty cagey.
Who said anything about gunning him down?
Well, how then do you propose to sink him? By making him walk a plank?
No, by a charge of gunpowder. Once Cisco was aboard, set a match to it and blow him to kingdom come.
Which one of us will light the match? It's just as much like committing suicide as going against Cisco's guns in a fair fight.
Stow the gab and bend an ear. Now, I take it you've no objection to losing the Cibola, Hutch.
That's right, Shanghai. I'll be able to buy a dozen like her if our scheme ain't ruined by the Cisco kid.
Then there's a way to scuttle her and the Cisco kid at the same time.
Out with it, Shanghai. You got a plan? Let's hear it.
Those steam valves, Hutch. You said if the steam don't escape, the boilers will blow up.
Of course they will.
You hit the target, Shanghai. The explosion of the boilers will touch off the gunpowder. Hutch, make sure the boilers are so full of live steam they're ready to bust.
I'll build up full pressure, Walt, and chain down that safety valve and lock it. All I'll need is a signal from you to know when he's coming on deck.
I'll be carrying a lantern, Hutch. I'll meet you both on the Mojave. Now remember now. A double blink of the lantern, and you know it's time to prepare a watery grave for the Cisco kid.
Uncle Jose not like this too much, Cisco. What if that Hutch hombre wait for us on his boat?
The marshal told us he is not aboard, Uncle Jose.
That's a fact, he ain't. I'm sure glad you come to me with your plan, Cisco. I'll see Hutch and Shanghai behind bars if they're trying to swindle Dodie.
Well, and why didn't you do something about the swindle he tried a couple of weeks ago, Marshal Martin?
There was no proof, Dodie. But if Cisco does find proof, well, here's a Cibola.
All of you stay here. I will go onto the boat by myself.
Oh, I'll be keel-hauled if I let you go alone, Cisco. After all, it's my ship you're trying to save, you know.
It's better for Uncle Jose to go with you, Cisco.
Well, I, for one, will be leaving you here. The night's so dark, I'll leave you my lantern, too. I'll just make sure the shutters are working. I'll blink them once or twice.
Gracias, Señor Marshal. If I find what I hope to, I will bring it to your office when I return the lantern.
I hope you find what you're looking for. Good luck, Cisco.
Uncle Jose, not like the look of that cold water.
Oh, forget about it and let's get aboard. If Hutch Wilkins happens to be there, we'll get a hot welcome.
There'll be no hot lead to greet us. I'm sure the marshal knows what he's talking about.
The cabin Hutch uses as an office is aft in the steam control room.
Well, how the steam control the room, Senora Dodie?
You know, he asks the same kind of questions Pancho used to. Don't he, Cisco?
Si, Senora Tori. There he does.
That naturally. Pancho learned from Ongolo Jose, so Pancho has questions like Ongolo Jose.
Here,
Wait. Huh? Let me throw some light in there.
No one in there, Cisco.
Does it not seem strange, Senora Doty, that Hutch Wilkins left no one here to watch the boat?
No, not strange at all, Cisco. I think it just goes to prove he and that sea dog Shanghai are in cahoots.
Now they think they got your boat, they not care about this one, huh?
That might be the answer.
Hold it, Cisco.
What's the matter, Senora?
Shine that light over here on the steam gauge.
There. Now what is it?
Oh, blast my binnacles. That gauge is bending the needle. The boiler's going to explode.
Madre mía.
Out of the way.
Yep, the safety valve's chained down. Hutch, he put a lock on it.
A bullet will break that lock.
Oh, bully for you, Cisco. Oh, that was a devil to pay and no pitch hot. I thought by now we'd be under sailing orders to Davy Jones.
That was close, Senora. But we are alive, and now we know that the marshal is working with those two pack rats.
Let's hit the beach and get after them. Well, Jose, come on. What are you standing there for with a face like a sea boot?
Angelo Jose is an hombre with much book knowledge, senora. One who can read and write. And Angelo Jose not can savvy what you say. If you so much, please talk English.
Well, scuttle me and strike me blind. I'll talk English.
Now listen to me, both of you. Those coyotes are waiting for this boat to blow up. We can throw them off guard and capture them if we give them what they expect.
You mean blow up the boat, Cisco?
No, I mean to take some of that gunpowder. You bring a keg also, Jose.
Bring it? Where?
To the rowboat I saw on the deck of the steamer. We were loaded with gunpowder. Set it adrift and light a long fuse that will cause an explosion or it will do no harm.
You're chartering a course straight as a deck seam, Cisco. Before this night is over, those three land sharks will be in the brig. Or we'll be sailing the briny to the port of no return.
Over here, Walt.
We caught your blinker, Marshal.
Did you tie down that valve, Hutch?
Yep, chained it down and locked it.
Why ain't she blown up yet?
Give it time, Marshal. Can't rush the wind into a foresail. There she blows.
That squares yards with Doty Winterbergen and the Cisco Kid.
What's the matter with you? Ain't you got eyes in your head?
Belay, Hutch. The Marshal's right. The moon's come out from behind the clouds, and you can see plain as day. The Cibola is still above water.
That gunpowder was in the dinghy. We better get up steam and shove off. The whole town will be down on us.
We ain't whipped yet, Hutch. The cargo. Doty has aboard the Mojave may turn the tables.
Choke the laughing and get underway.
Well, first, let's hear what Walt's got in mind.
Cisco and the others on the Cibola will give chase.
Well, they'll never catch us.
And they'll never live to tell what happened. See those barrels of oil on the deck?
Well, if the Cibola's coming after us, she won't have to stop for oil either.
Ain't you got enough brains to know that we can pour that oil on the water in the river, set a match to it, and build a wall of fire?
Why, sure we can. And if we wait till the Cibola is close to us, she and everybody on her will be burned to a crisp.
I can catch up to my own boat with this old tub, Cisco.
Looks like we are going to, Senora Doty.
I know every current in the Colorado River. We're midstream now, Cisco. It gives us the edge over those sea serpents on the Mojave.
Can we go any faster?
Well, we can if we get up more steam. Hey, stoke that fire, Jose. I need more steam.
Gee, Senora.
We're dropping back. I need more steam to freshen the way. This damn water ain't begun to churn.
Oh, Tampico y Veracruz y Matamoros y Juarez.
Santos, what are those coyotes pouring from the deck of your boat, Senora Doty?
The sea-going rum scotches. They're emptying the barrels of oil I had as cargo.
For what purpose?
Oh, for no purpose. I swoggle my eyes. Why, they set fire to the oil.
Senora, can you turn this boat away from the fire?
We're too set on the course, Cisco. We'll have to weather it out with the extra steam I'm getting. I think we can sail through the fire before it gets blazing hot.
Go to it, Senora Doty. Uncle Jose, build that fire. More wood. Turn it on.
Oh, Acapulco y Durango, you are caliente.
Let him get as mad as he wants to, Cisco. We're going faster. And now, through the fire.
Bueno, Senora. Look, there is your boat. Those coyotes did not think we would try it.
We're afire, Cisco. We picked up some of the blaze. Well, we'll have to abandon ship.
Ram this boat straight at the Mojave so I can get at those sidewinders. Then get Jose and get to safety.
Delay there! You'll ram us!
Swing away or I'll cut you down!
Watch out for yourself, Senora. We're going to crash.
Get him, Cisco! Get him, sink the lovers!
Now we will see about cutting me down.
I'm looking for death, Cisco!
You missed me, Maverick. You will not get the chance. Here's a gun again.
Hutch, it's in there. Help me.
I will tend to them when they do in the same way.
Oh, you bilge rat. Try the same on me. I'll bash your skull in with this belayed pin.
Missed. Like your partner, the bandito marshal. I can tell you best what I have to say with my fist. All right, sailor. Get up on your feet. Do not tempt me to use this gun.
No more fight. Enough.
Yo, Hutch! Get over here with these other sidewinders. When the marshal comes to, you can help drag him over to the penitentiary, where you three will spend the rest of your lives.
Cisco.
Si, Uncle Jose.
It's a good thing Pancho's sick with the chicken pox back in Hermosillo, so he not meet with that Senora Doty.
Oh, she's not so bad, Uncle Jose. In spite of everything you say, I think you really like her.
Cisco, the truth of the matter is, Uncle Jose really like all the Senora y Senoritas.
Well, tell me, Uncle Jose, how does it happen you never got married?
Oh, I almost get married one time, Cisco.
You did?
Sure. One time, I was two-thirds married.
Two-thirds married, Uncle Jose? Well, how can that possibly be?
Well, Cisco, it'd be like this. Uncle Jose was there, and the Padre Tumerius was there, but the bride never show up.
Oh, Jose!
Oh, Cisco! Oh.
Up, Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.